Welcome to this festive edition of the Creative Shift podcast. So this month, we're going to talk about the three things we'd like to give you for Christmas. And I'm going to share a little exercise that we've done on courses that's focused on gifts that's really lovely to do. And rather than have too much of a rant in the Creative Shift perspective, we'll be wishing you and the team a great Christmas. So, more to come from this month's Creative Shift podcast. On this festive Creative Shift podcast, we thought we'd talk about the three things we'd like to give your business for Christmas. So, what are those three things? I'd sum them up briefly as curiosity, connections, and inspiration. So, turning to the first one, curiosity. By this I mean, it's great if your business can stay curious as to what your customers and suppliers need or want. If you focus on others instead of getting set in your ways, and we all know how easy it is to do that, to do the thing you've always done just because that's how you've always done it, but to stay curious. For example, when did you last go back to any of your clients and find out the lasting effect of the job that you did for them? We like to follow up 6 months and 12 months after any intervention, be that coaching or working with staff teams or building skills around presentations, to find out what lasting impression it had. Now, of course, sometimes you'll get news that really didn't do very much or didn't do what people had hoped. But that's great feedback. You can come back and either make that good for people, if that's what you want to do, or you can inform your new product development to improve it. So curiosity and a focus on others is actually a great gift for a business to have. I wish every business my second gift, the gift of connection. By that, of course, I mean your network. As you know, I'm a real passionate advocate. I even wrote a book about it, Networkability, with my colleague Andy Bass, about what a good network looks like. And if you've got connections amongst your peers, with mentors, with clients and potential clients, with multipliers, that is to say, people who aren't your clients but who know lots of potential clients, and most importantly, with champions, that is a gift that keeps on giving, let me tell you. So I really wish you my second gift, the gift of connections. And finally, I think a lovely gift to give anyone is the gift of inspiration. And by that, I really mean the ability to stand back every now and again and see the bigger picture. And if you're going to take a break over the next little while, if you're having a bit of a close down between Christmas and New Year, I know there'll be lots of festive busyness for some of you. Some of you will just retire with a good book and a glass of whiskey and a cheese biscuit, I'm sure. But it's a chance to sit back and reflect on what's gone well this year and to be inspired by possibilities for the year ahead. Finally, there's a little exercise that often we'll do during residential courses that works really beautifully and is based around gifts. We get people who have met during the course of the residential to share three things. They write on a piece of paper the gift that they'd like to give that other person. And when they give the gift, they give it in this particular way. The person receiving the gift have to just listen and take in the information. The person giving the gift has to talk about a strength that they have seen that person exhibit. And they have to give the reason that they've chosen that strength, their evidence for that. they have to speculate on a challenge that's coming that person's way. And then, in the light of those strengths and that challenge, they want to give them a gift. Not literally going on Amazon.com and buying them something, which is what one person thought when we did the course, but the gift of patience, the gift of tenacity, the gift of support, the gift of laughter. One person gave someone the gift of sunshine. It's a really lovely exercise, and it's free to do if you fancy doing a different sort of Secret Santa this year. So that's it for the three things we'd like to give you for Christmas. We'd like to give you the gifts of curiosity, connection, and inspiration. And we think those are great gifts for you to meet the challenges of the year ahead. Merry Christmas. So welcome to the Creative Shift podcast interview. I'm delighted to have with me Andy Bass of Bass Klusker Consulting, a real friend and collaborator of Creative Shifts and of mine. Andy, hello and welcome.
Hi, Helga. Nice to be here.
So, Andy, straight in with our creative podcast shift questions. I'd like to talk to you today about three things. Something in your life that has caused a shift in either your productivity, your perspective, or your profit. Which would you like to talk about first?
I think it makes most sense to talk about profit first, because the direction of my business has all been driven by this understanding that I got really from Alan Weiss, who has written a lot and has mentored many consultants, himself a very successful independent consultant. And the whole emphasis there being, rather than thinking in terms of day rates or deliverables, which quite quickly have a market price and are treated very much as commodities, instead to emphasise the value to the client of the work that you're doing. And it's an approach that works very well in consultancy, but I should also say it's an approach that works very well in just about any business.
So one thing that really shifted you into a different profit zone was emphasising value. I know you've written a lot about this on your website, and I can heartily recommend bassklusker.com. But in essence, what's the hardest thing about trying to move away from that sort of day rate mentality, do you think?
I mean, in a sense, I was lucky because I didn't grow up with that day rate mentality. A lot of people, when they start in a business, they talk to everybody else who's in it, and it's really easy to pick up very conventional habits and do the same thing as everybody else does. I was lucky because I came across Alan's work almost before I actually went out on my own. I mean, what I will say is this, mentoring other consultants, which I'm doing increasingly, the difficulty people have is they just don't believe it. They just don't believe that you can sell based on something other than time and materials.
Right. So actually, one of the biggest barriers isn't necessarily a technical one. It's really a mindset. It's a confidence thing. It's knowing that a proposition based on value will be attractive and saleable to the right buyer.
That's absolutely right. Success in selling any professional, personal, professional service to a large degree comes down to confidence in the value that you're going to provide. You're going to provide something that's intangible, and that's one of the difficulties of selling professional services. It's intangible until the client finally finds out whether you can get them there. Clearly, if you've got any doubts that you're going to be able to get them there, then you're not going to have the confidence necessary to say, hey, this is a strong value proposition, and therefore the return on investment in selling this value is going to be there.
Yeah. So the sale starts with yourself, and I think that's something that Alan himself says.
That's a classic Alan Weiss quote. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, two Alan Weiss acolytes here, although Andy has been specifically mentored by him and worked a lot with Alan, and I am a avid reader of his books. So that's profit. So then what next? Perspective or productivity? So what's next? We've got profit, which is value billing. So productivity or perspective, which is next?
I'd say productivity. And the big a penny dropped for me with Dropbox. Because once I started using Dropbox and I started to keep most of my files on there, at least my working current files on there, I realized that it didn't any longer matter what platform I was on, whether it was Macintosh, whether it was PC, and I now have a mixture of kit, or whether it was somebody else's kit, because I could still by accessing things on the web. And that was really when the penny dropped about cloud computing for me. And it's made a huge difference. Mm. The idea that most of my business now is in the cloud, yeah. And just how much of a productivity boost that gives.
Great. And increasingly, I mean, I've seen your practice, your consultancy practice, really grow and develop. And the amount of international travel you've done in the last 2 years compared to previously has been, it's been quite marked. And I guess that's something you absolutely had to conquer to get a grip on keeping your business going while you are away from base so much.
Right. And you and I discussed this actually maybe a year or two ago, the whole idea of being able to basically operate your business wherever you are. I guess it's like the Timothy Ferris idea,
yeah.
The 4-hour work week guy,
yeah.
That wherever you are, you're able to operate. And those cloud tools, not just Dropbox, but you know, Google Mail and all the networking tools and WordPress, etc., just yeah. transform that, free you from being tied to a desk somewhere.
Yeah. And in fact, the conversation we had was as part of what I call stepping out exercise. And I understand that's your third shift. The shift in your perspective often has come through carrying out an exercise that I think I first did with you, and I now do with countless numbers of clients. And as I say, I call it stepping out, but you call it something different. So tell us a little bit about the shift in your perspective.
Well, I mean, I've used it and continue to use it. It's a technique that's based on timeline work from NLP originally. And there's an article on my website, so anybody that's curious about this can go to baskluska.com and on the articles page, and they'll find the article flagged up there. And I will flag up, as mentioned in your podcast, for listeners. It's also, there's a chapter in my book, The Performance Papers, about it too. So we don't have to be cute about what the process is, but to go through it now would take a long time. The process, however, is a way of going out into the future mentally and then figuring out by working backwards what the steps somebody would need to take to get to where you want to go would be. And what I found is that every time that I've done it, it's created a big shift in my perspective. And the exciting thing is, I kind of liken it to taking a walk in a hilly area. You know, you plan how to get to the top of a hill, but when you get there, you then see, I could go even further. And then you use the technique again. And it's been a very direct way, a very practical way to change perspectives and go a lot further than I think I could have envisaged without it.
And speaking as someone who has had the privilege of doing that exercise with Andy and seeing the results each time, and I do the exercise also with him, I think I can vouch for that. And so a great way to maybe spend a bit of time, maybe between Christmas and New Year, would be to visit baskluska.com, take a look at that strategy exercise. Might sound like an odd thing to do at this time of year, but you could really set yourself up for a new year, couldn't you?
Yeah, and actually, I don't think it's an odd time of the year to do it. In fact, I think there's something about that period of time between Christmas and New Year where that's the perfect time to take a step back and reflect. And I guess, you know, we recognise that because people set New Year's resolutions. To make really good resolutions this year, that might be a very nice way to approach that.
So there you have it. Thank you very much, Andy Bass, for lots of wisdom in this month's podcast. Some freebie downloads for you to check out at baskluska.com. We'll also link them on this post. And from both of us, a very happy Christmas. And more importantly, a strategically planned, profitable, perspective-shifting and productive new year. Thanks a lot, Andy.
Thanks, Helga.
So the Creative Shift perspective this month is just about wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas. But specifically, I'd like to thank and wish the best of festive seasons to the team, to Emily Jane, Thomasina and to Grace, who've been enormous help this year. A big shout out to our amazing people, Dean Melbourne, Arita Zaz, Angela Maxwell, Lara Ratnaraja and Noel. A very, very Merry Christmas to any of you who are listening, who are our clients. We really value your support. We value that you work with us and we think you're brilliant. And a final shout out to our suppliers. Now, every Christmas, it may well be that you as a business owner gets lots of nice little prezzies and cards and things from your suppliers. But have you ever thought how important they are to you? They're the people who help you guarantee your quality. And so it might be nice to think about them this Christmas time and thank them in some way as well. So not so much of a rant, much more mellow and festive good feeling, but thank you very much to anyone who's been a supplier of Creative Shift. We really, again, value all that you do for us. And the final Merry Christmas and Happy New Year goes to you, our listeners. The podcast is a relatively new initiative here at Creative Shift. We're really pleased with the way you've all responded to them. So keep those comments coming. Please give us your feedback. If there's anything you want to hear about in 2015, do let us know and we'll do our best to incorporate it in the schedule. But for now, all that remains for me is to wish you a very happy Christmas, a very happy Hanukkah, and all good wishes for all the seasons that I may have missed out. Have a great one and see you next year. Thank you.